This morning, KOMO Television broadcast a story showing workers on the 520 Bridge construction project drinking on the job. Washington State Department of Transportation is launching an investigation looking into the details. Leslie McClurg reports.
Como's story caught employees walking into work carrying 2 12-packs of beer on a Friday afternoon. Hidden cameras also showed several workers swigging back bottles of beer at their desks, allegedly during working hours. The workers are employees of KGM, a joint venture firm of Kiewit, General, and Manson. The company won the bid to design and build the 520 floating bridge. The contract is worth $586 million. WashDOT Communications Director Steve Pierce says the company is highly regarded. He isn't worried about the quality of their work.
This is an international firm that went through a very stringent competitive bid process to get this contract. They're world-renowned for their floating bridge expertise. So we stand committed, certainly, to the contract we have signed, and we're convinced they're a very quality firm that will do quality work on the floating bridge.
He also says there's no need to worry about production errors made by tipsy workers.
There's no question that it would affect something about the floating bridge project because there are just too many layers to assure the product and the quality of it.
Pierce says there were no state employees caught drinking on camera. Both WashDOT and KGM are launching investigations to find out exactly what happened. Drinking on the job is against company policy for both organizations. KGM will be responsible for reprimanding its workers. The state is not responsible for punishing contract employees. I'm Leslie McClurg reporting.